Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Excitement galore. Does it seem like it's Friday already, Jay? It seemed like it was just Monday. It seemed like it was last month. It seemed like it was last year. And so here we are on April the 28th, Friday. Tomorrow the 29th. That's right, because that's what happens after the 28th. As long as everything's working properly. The inside scoop on what's going on in the world. That's what you get here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas, so blame him. Now, let's see what we have here. Top listener gripes. I was thinking, not necessarily very positive, but I was thinking maybe on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, and at Good Day, let's see, that's at Good Day Radio to Twitter, it's Good Day on Air. We would ask for gripes. And it might not be just about this program. Oh, is the call from that lady who is in love with me, and we get, I don't know, the callers seem to be more active, which is good. We want more activity on the 855-999-DUG line, so we can share thoughts not only in social media, but on the air as well. Your thoughts are important, whatever they are, what you like, what you don't like, gripes, why not, right? Sometimes we tee off our listeners. I don't like the term pissed off. Do you like that? I don't like that, pissing off.
What don't you like about it?
I just think it's crude. It's crude. I think I'd rather say ticked off than pissed off. If I had said that when I first started on radio in the 60s, I'd have gotten fired anyway. So I don't guess I get fired now because I'm the boss, but you know, I never tell. What is going on? Listener complaints. What can we do? There are a lot of things we can do to fix stuff that is not that broken. And I don't mean just here, but generally speaking, because there's been so much focus on AM radio and the fact that three or four or five or however many manufacturers want to take the AM band out of the cars and trucks that they make. Well, it's inconvenient to have it. Oh, come on. 84 million people listen to AM radio. So, what, you're going to piss those people? That's pissing. Tick them off. Yeah. All right, let's find.
There are a lot of people that still don't know that this is even happening. I've had a few conversations they're like, I mean, just as outraged about it once they learned it.
Once they hear about it.
Yes.
How dare they? It's not going to do them any good when it comes to the sales department. I gotta know that. So at any rate, here's the story of a railroad conductor who sprinted off to scoop up a three-year-old boy who had wandered onto the third or almost onto the tracks. And this is in an area of New York where the electrified third rail is what powers the trains. Mr. William Kennedy, operating a southbound train, the first to spot the boy on the Metro North tracks, north of New York. That would make sense because Metro North would be, that was kind of a silly statement, right? That would be redundant. The Metro North train is not likely to be going south. But anyway, that's not the story. There was an emergency radio message. Quote, there's a kid north of you guys, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They released this video of the crew, and it shows the northbound train going slowly until the crew actually spots this child, three-year-old child. What's the child 3 years old doing by the railroad tracks? Where are the parents?
The mom was on the street corner crying because she lost the child, got away from her. And this is a... her son is autistic and nonverbal.
Uh-huh. Really? Wow. So congratulations to this fine team.
Yeah.
These members of the crew that saved this kid's life, because that's, they walk onto the track. There didn't have to be a train coming. You touch that third rail and you are toast. T-O-A-S-T. Toast.
Right. They say those such heroes. It was the assistant conductor who jumped off the train, Marcus Higgins, to go grab the boy and cover him. Boy. Yeah. Heroes.
Yep. Good stuff. All right. Not so good stuff. Speaking of trains, most of the metro, the metropolitan systems that are run by either the city or the state or the feds around the country are raising fares, some as much as 6%. So you look at that and you just kind of pile it on to all the other, the increases and everything. And you know that life is, it's expensive. And so I was looking at the list of things that are on our charts from Talkers Magazine that we'll talk about on the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown show that you'll hear on many of these same stations over the weekend. You wonder if the debt ceiling discussion is going to help you deal with what your mortgage costs you, what your car payments cost you. I know my friend the car dealer told me that business was off about 6% from where it was last year at this time. Not awful, but it does demonstrate how U.S. growth has slowed, the economy growing at a lower than predicted 1.1% annualized in the first 3 months of the year. So that's good news for the people in the Fed, people who are watching this stuff. That means that what Wall Street said, Wall Street was forecasting a 2% growth, and the number is actually 1%. It was, let's see here, 2.6% in the fourth quarter of last year. So all of these things are supposed to happen. Consumer spending, which accounts basically for two-thirds of gross domestic product, it held up. Matter of fact, went up about 3 points during the first quarter of this year, offsetting some of the business money, the businesses that are borrowing money to keep things going, because a lot of them are not doing as well, especially if they're tied to building trades, that sort of thing. But the cars, restaurants, healthcare, that money was, there was more money spent there, FYI, in the first quarter than was the case with pretty much any of the other big spending categories. And one of the things that's happening as a result of the economy, people are buying less clothing. So as a result of that, the Gap is laying off 1,800 workers, three times the number of headquarter jobs it cut last year. They're struggling. Do you buy anything at the Gap, Jay? Or you fall into the Gap?
I like the Baby Gap stuff for
you
Mac.
Mm-hmm. Why? What's there about
they,
it?
Like? They have a lot of really soft items. I'm a texture person. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And I'm very sensitive. Yeah. I know that sounds selfish, but yeah, Mac, there are very few stores or brands that Mac wears.
Mm-hmm. And so that's a good place for you to go. I'm looking at Amazon. What, last year, McDonald's having to lay off a lot of people. Let's see, who else? Gap isn't just a Gap because they have other stores, right? Banana Republic and Old Navy among them. Right. So, anyway, they say they're taking the necessary actions to reshape Gap. Most of the stores, if not all of them, are in malls around the country, right? Are there any self-standing Gap stores, or are they pretty much all in malls?
In malls, the outdoor ones that I'm forgetting the name, strip malls kind of things, yeah.
I haven't bought anything. I still have. Well, there's no news there. I don't get rid of my clothing. I wear it until it wears out. And I can speak to things that I bought a long time ago. There's a picture of me I noticed the other day. My daughter was on the crew in when she was in school in England at Oxford. And so I would go over there for each one of her crews. Now, sometimes we went every week. If she had a crew race, I'd be over there on the Thames cheering her on. There's a picture of her with my father and I had on a Gap shirt. It was red, white, and blue. And I still have that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been in the 90s.
Well, that shows the quality.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's not somebody, if Jennifer were here, she'd tease me about whatever was in. But men don't have to. Men's stuff lasts longer than women's stuff, right? In terms of how the styles I'm talking about more than I am the quality of the.
Yeah, well, just certain trends. And nowadays, it seems like there are trends across the board that are fast fashion. But the classics, no matter what, are always staying. Those definitely. The classics have staying power. But things come back. Do you notice that every 20 years, some kind of style comes back?
Yeah, wide lapels, wide tires. Oh, tires, good thing. Wide ties. Yeah, that stuff comes back.
Yeah, right now I think people are trying to bring back the ultra low-rise jeans. That doesn't look good on anybody. Don't bring them back. Let them stay dead.
What, for if you got a fat butt, though, they'd look better. Right?
Nobody looks good. It doesn't matter what your body
is. I need to have more room.
Nobody looks good in ultra low-rise jeans.
All right, I'll remember that. Kanye West, wasn't he associated with the Gap? Maybe that's why they went down. Because he had... Didn't he have a clothing line there? I think that, or does, maybe he still does. I don't know.
Oh, I'm not sure. Well, and the thing is, after these corporate jobs, that the layoffs and stuff, their shares rose nearly 1%.
Well, maybe that'll happen again.
Yeah.
Maybe. Doug Steffen here. When you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, alcohol, fast food, coffee, smoking, that kind of stuff, pretty much all of the things that will make your body acidic, you like, and that makes your body vulnerable to attack. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. Balance 7 in just 3 days and starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. You'll notice less joint discomfort, heartburn's no longer a problem, you'll start to feel younger and healthier, mental clarity, it's great. Use it every day, three times a day, like I'm doing now. Right now, Balance 7, you get $15 off when your order uses the name Doug. When you call the number to order, 800-793-9039, mention my name, Doug. You get $15 off the order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So don't lose out. Call 800-793-9039 to feel great again.
It's your last chance to shop SpringFest savings at Lowe's. Need a new appliance? Get an additional $300 off select major kitchen appliances when you spend $1,996 or more. You can also save across the entire store, including our garden area, and get two Bonnie 9-pack vegetables for $10. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/3. Bonnie offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for pets and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats. All your furry friends and up to 70% off. Shop at WAG, the letter N, save.com. That's WAG, the letter N, save.com. Wagon Save offers fast two-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at wagonsave.com. That's WAG, the letter N, save.com.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown and a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Now exactly 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Friday is upon us. I was sad yesterday afternoon because when I heard the news that Jerry Springer had died, I started thinking about all the fun that he and I had together when we were working together in Cincinnati in a world that was crazy, but it was a different kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The Jerry Springer world became crazy, but it wasn't crazy. Anyway, we'll talk about Jerry Springer passing away, had a pretty fast-moving cancer and took his life at the age of 79 yesterday. More on him after this.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The pioneering daytime television host Jerry Springer has died. Born in 1944 in London, England, Springer immigrated to the United States as a child and later became a successful lawyer and politician. However, it was in the world of television where Springer truly made his mark as the host of his own talk show, The Jerry Springer Show.
But we're crazy and stupid, and it's the most outrageous thing on television, perhaps.
A daytime television staple for 27 seasons, 1991 to 2018. The show was infamous for its sensational and controversial content.
Opera is my show put to music. Everything you see in going to an opera, you see on our show.
Beyond his entertainment career, Springer also worked as a successful news anchor and served as the mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio, later running for governor of the state.
I think I'm just a normal person who has been incredibly lucky.
We remember larger-than-life television host and icon, Jerry Springer.
So my Jerry Springer stories are they're replete with a lot of silliness. Jerry was doing the evening news after he got recalled. He was the mayor of Cincinnati, but he used city funds to hire a prostitute. So that was the end of his political career. And he did say he wanted to run for governor, but he never did because the trail would have ended that. That would have gone away fast. But he then became the anchor of the other major television show, of the other television station in Cincinnati. George Clooney's father, Nick, was the anchor on one of the stations, and Jerry was the other one. And it was like a real, there was a contrast, as a matter of fact, you can imagine the contrast in style.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I did afternoons in Cincinnati for a couple of years, and I asked Nick Clooney to come be on the program every Friday, and he couldn't. And so I asked Jerry Springer, and then second, he said, yeah, I'll be there. So every Friday we'd go, he would come over at 5 o'clock, and we'd go through what was going on in town. But the thing that made it real or made it amusing or entertaining is that Pete Rose used to follow me on the air on the station from 6 to 8. So Pete would come into the studio, he and Springer would get at it, and it was like the beginning of the Jerry Springer TV show. I didn't have to do anything. I just sat there and watched them, the two of them, and listened to them. It was great radio. And he was a very interesting guy. And the fellow who, there was a beer hall that was opening in Cincinnati at the time. And he asked Jerry and I to come be the entertainment the first night. So he and I decided we'd sing a version of karaoke of Ebony and Ivory, and we'd dress the part. He was Ebony and I was Ivory, and it was what a circus it was. Anyway, so such are the thoughts about Jerry Springer here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an attention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem. So your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
We hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion, Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two U.S. Army helicopters on a training flight collided in Alaska yesterday, leaving three soldiers dead and a fourth injured. A spokesman for the U.S. Army Alaska, John Pennell, is reporting each of the AH-64 Apache helicopters involved in the crash were carrying two people. The crash happened near Healy, Alaska, while returning to Fort Wainwright near Fairbanks. Healy, Alaska is roughly 250 miles north of Anchorage. Cleanup crews are responding after a tornado swept through Florida last night.
A tornado warning stretched across multiple counties and one touchdown in Hosford. Dozens of buildings and homes were destroyed and every resident in Hosford lost power. A severe weather threat is still in effect across most of Florida and parts of southern Georgia. The National Weather Service predicts severe storms to continue to progress east-southeast across the Big Bend area today. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is your captain. You may have noticed my new haircut on your way in. Wanted to look my best. Got a new passport photo taken at Staples. In and out in 10 minutes. And while I'm there, I can grab travel-sized body wash. Maybe a shower cap. Don't want to mess up the new do.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Get all set to jet and save at Staples. Offer ends 4/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Graduation day.
This is how my mind works, Dave. This will not surprise you. Dave Kirshner, Doug Steffen at the Good Day program, the helm of the celebration of National Arbor Day. So this song is being played for two reasons. Number one, it's by a group called the Arbors. And that's the only reason that I played it, because it has nothing to do with Arbor Day at all, other than the name of the group was the Arbors. was a big hit when I first started as a disc jockey in the, I don't know, what was it, James? 67, somewhere in there, 68?
That's it, 67.
67, yeah, okay. So anyway, that was a nice song. Everybody who's my age remembers Graduation. So it is also the, if you can believe this, many, if not most of the colleges, this is a mind blower, will be done with their college courses. College is done in the next week or 10 days. They'll have their tests.
Today.
And what the hell is going on? What do we pay $30,000, $40,000, $60,000 a year? The kids don't start. They have all this time off. What are you getting out of going to college other than a good time, which is fine, but it's a little expensive.
Oh, what I've noticed is whenever the students get out early, it's because they had to start earlier, too.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Like one of my cousins, she's done today. Her parents pick her up from school, from college today. And
yeah,
she went back crazy early. I remember when they had to take her back, and I was like, already?
Well, Megan, my daughter Megan is a prof at, when I say prof, people say, huh, what's a prof? Professor at UCLA. And she used to teach, there were four quarters, and she used to teach all of them, which meant the fall quarter, the winter quarter, the spring quarter, and the summer quarter. And now she doesn't do the summers because when she first started, it was less expensive, but they don't want to pay her to do the summer quarter, which is okay. She comes to visit here and spends 3 weeks, and that's fine with me. But I just wonder sometimes about what it is that comes out of that college experience. Anyway, so that the Arbors and Graduation Day applies to this time of year for colleges. And also because today is National Arbor Day. So there's how my mind works, all right? If you are into trees, you have a lot of knowledge perhaps about the different types of trees I'm learning. I knew a lot about New England trees, but because of this development that I'm involved in, we're doing the landscaping now and picking out the trees. We bought 400 trees to plant all around the development, and some of them are things. We had a consultant that told us, you know, this is what you should put here in front of the garages and wherever else. And we didn't cut down any live tree. We kept and moved the houses around so that they would be around the trees. But then there are the traditionalists, maple trees and oak trees and you know, the evergreens. But there are some trees that are around that are just wild. And they're beautiful, too. A lot of new kinds of trees around. Anyway, so National Arbor Day is the last Friday of April, and so let's see what we have to, I mean, think about, this is the best time of year to plant trees, by the way, because they grow fast, they're rooting, a lot of people do, I have a number of trees that I need to transplant, this is a good time to do it, but they say if the ground is soft during the winter when the trees are asleep, you can transplant them there and then as well. So what better way to celebrate the day than to plant your own tree? How about that? What an experience to watch a tree grow. And some of them, some of them like poplars, they grow very quickly. Some of the maples grow very quickly. And then we think about some of the other problems around the world, the deforestation down in Central America. Mm-hmm. If we don't have trees, we don't have oxygen. If we don't have oxygen, we don't have life. It's
that simple.
We've already
seen that things can be sustainably done.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, this a word to the wise is sufficient. Take a hike, and you'll then experience some of the great good that comes from trees as well, because you'll see it. And then, again, breathing, you feel it. So, yeah, today is National Arbor Day. Thank you, Doug, for that information. You're welcome. Here's some other good news. Cigarette smoking is declining again in our country. The number of adults who smoke dropped to an all-time low, according to some of the new data that's been released by the Center for Disease Control and, well, what do they call it? What do I call them? Center for Disease Confusion. Anyway, the findings show that 27,000 adults one in nine adults, I think it's 27,000 adults a month are stopping. Only one in nine adults smokes, which is kind of interesting.
Once upon a time, it kind of used to be visualized as something cool to do.
Oh, yeah.
Now it is really
close,
not just
smell,
acceptable. Uh-huh.
Bad breath, yellow teeth, yuck, young lung diseases, cancer, heart disease. And I know people get really ticked off at me when I go at it that way. But most, if you've listened to me for a long time, realize that my antipathy for smokers comes from the fact that my mother died at the age of 50 because she smoked and smoked and smoked and smoked. And she was, as was proven later, back in the 1970s, they didn't have this much information about how the nicotine worked and how you were sucked in and the various things they put in the tobacco to get you hooked. And it really did. It hooked my mother lock, stock, and barrel to the point where she smoked the last day of her life. She'd gone from weighing about 120, I think 25 pounds or in that vicinity, to weighing 80 pounds when she died. So that's why I'm not very happy being around smokers. I don't have any patience for them. I have no tolerance other than understanding that those, there are choices depending on your own. My father smoked for a while when he was at the era. No, it was, as you said, everybody smoked. So I remember one day he just stopped. And so that was, and he was in his early 40s, I think, then. And I think one of the reasons he did is because he saw what it did, was doing to my mother. But, you know, that was an era that's gone by, thank heavens. And so on the better side of this, the better motivation is certainly to have you look at I remember when there was a big anti-smoking campaign, I think when Reagan was president, like Yul Brynner did a spot with he had smoked and he had a tracheotomy, and he said, if you see this, if you're watching this, I'm dead. And a lot of people remember that. And then there are other people. We were talking about Jack Klugman yesterday, mm-hmm. who died because he smoked. He stopped smoking when he became Quincy M.E., but it was too late. And so late in his life, he had a tracheotomy, and that's how you talk when you got a tracheotomy.
Mm-hmm. There's this one commercial on this gentleman who's talking about how smoking has disrupted his life, all the things that he has had to go through, and mm-hmm. it was all secondhand smoke. He had never smoked a cigarette in his life, and then once the commercial, at the very end of the commercial, there's a card that goes on and says the date he died.
Yep. There you go. Secondhand smoke. But we were all around it. Wait, your folks didn't smoke.
No, they didn't. No,
but see, well, it was he's of my age, and he saw what had happened, and so they didn't. Nobody, most of the thoughtful people that are my age didn't smoke because they saw what was going on, or they stopped. Okay, 9 people hurt. Unlicensed teen driver crashes head-on into a school bus. How'd you like to see that as a headline? 9 people injured. This guy and a teenager crashed into a school bus. Head-on crash. This kid was driving a Honda going in this, what area? Newcastle, New York. That's where it was. The driver, whose identity hasn't been shared because he was only 16. I know. Is that? I'm not sure I always agree with that. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Anyway, all these people that were hurt in the bus were brought to the hospital. They were okay. But it's the image. It's the idea. It's the fact that this youngster felt, okay, I don't have to have a license. I'll just go drive. He didn't know how to drive, lost control of the car, and went head-on into the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
And a lot of people, not just young of all ages, but especially younger people, think that, well, it won't happen to me. It's just going to be really quickly. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to go wrong.
Yep. Yeah. A cruise passenger is missing after falling overboard during a trip to Hawaii. Search underway for the passenger. They're going to find this from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship. They'll never find this person. But the Coast Guard went out from Honolulu. The ship was the Quantum of the Seas. You see that a lot in the ads. Fellow fell off the ship. And adios. What do you in the middle of the night, it was what, 11 o'clock or something? You're not going to find the guy. A day later, they're still looking for him. You're not going to find him. He's just gone, long gone. Long gone. So he was on the top deck, 15 floors up on this huge boat. One of the passengers on the cruise said that there was a somber mood after everybody on the ship found out mm-hmm. that this guy had fallen overboard. How do you know? Maybe he was pushed overboard. Maybe, who knows what happened to him. Unless he was drunk and he just went too close to the side. But most of the cruise ships now have really pretty protective siding on them to keep people from doing that, right?
Kind of. I mean, I've been on a cruise ship where as soon as we got to port, somebody jumped off because they just couldn't wait to follow suit.
They jumped off the ship?
Yeah,
really?
Because they couldn't wait to follow suit to get to the beach. So they thought it would be funny to dive off. And the friends videotaped it. And he got pretty hurt. He survived. He got pretty hurt. And this was out of the country. So because the ship itself is American, he had to go to court twice. He had to go to court in the location, and then he had to do court in America.
All right, here's the jerk of the day. His name is Brian Johnson, wealthy entrepreneur, spending millions to reverse the aging process. And this guy has been accused by his former fiancée of leaving her after she was diagnosed with breast cancer. So here's a guy who's an entrepreneur. He spent a lot of money to help himself. He gets engaged, going to get married. He's a software entrepreneur, 45 years old. He meets Taryn Southern, has a whirlwind romance with her, and then when she has breast cancer, he dumps her. How about that, right? From Venice, California, engaged to be married. He said, I'll take care of you financially and medically for the rest of your life. That's what she claims.
At least she found out soon that this guy's a scumbag.
Right. But isn't she suing him for something because he promised to take care of her and he didn't?
Yeah, isn't there, what is the it's not alimony, it's called something else.
Yeah, I know
what
you're saying. I'm trying to think of the term, I can't think of it.
Palimony?
Maybe. Yeah, palimony was a big thing during the 80s, especially. So here's this poor woman who's weakened and vulnerable, and he took advantage of her, had financial control over her. And
some people just can't handle it. When it comes to the in sickness and in health part, some people think, those are nice words.
That.
But when it actually comes to, not just talking the talk, walking the walk, they can't do it.
Nope, cannot do it. Former parole board chair in Wisconsin, John Tate, charged this week with one count of private interest in a public contract while working in a public capacity. Apparently, he accused of stealing, using his capacity as a public official for stealing money for his own interests. How often do you see this happening? A public official? That's Jerry Springer. That's why he lost his mayoral seat, because he used public money to pay for little hoochie coo. So I guess it happens more than you would like to know about. I don't want to know any more about that. I want to move on here. It's 48 past the hour or thereabouts on the Good Day program, and so here, may I invite you to take a deep breath. It's a beautiful spring day where I am, thinking about Arbor Day, and appreciate all those trees out there. Will you do that? Just take a big deep breath and breathe in the oxygen. No smoke. 48 after.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
She does not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. My endeavor at the moment is to bring you up to date from our Food, Farm, and Family department. Foodfarmandfamily.com is where you'll hear a playback of all this information, plus our weekly American Family Farmer show. The recall today, the undeclared sesame in turkey and Havarti. What the heck is Havarti sandwich?
What is that?
It is?
Mm-hmm. Havarti cheese. It's a turkey cheese sandwich, yeah.
Ralph's has these sandwiches, and there's undeclared sesame in them. So people are allergic to sesame? I didn't know that.
Yes,
really? Oh. All right, well, anyway, Ralph's stores in California have had these for the last 4 or 5 months, these turkey sandwiches, Havarti sandwiches, clear plastic. You can see and read the thing. So if you've got one of these sandwiches, bring it back. Get your money back and also get some money for your time and your gas. Okay? It's the sesame that's in turkey sandwiches and Havarti sandwiches at the Ralph's stores. All right? Got it? Here's a story that doesn't have much information attached to it.
This story, I don't know why it cracks me up, but it's like... Well, here's information with no information.
Right. So that's typical of the Food and Drug Administration.
Mm-hmm.
They released no information about this outbreak that has sickened a number of people having visited the same restaurant, but they don't tell you what it is. Is it salmonella? Is it food poisoning? Is it an unnamed sickness
from 13 people visiting an unnamed restaurant in an unnamed state? So we don't know the restaurant. We don't know
ridiculous.
The sickness. We don't know the state. They're not giving any of that information. But hey, just so you know,
your tax dollars
were sick.
At work. All right, here's the United States The USDA, the Department of Agriculture, has a chicken thing now. Grave concerns about chicken. Well, the chicken industry has grave concerns about the grave concerns that the government has. So they're letting you know through this program that the USDA's plan to declare salmonella an adulterant in frozen raw and breaded poultry products may not be true. Well, you know what? I kind of talk about this myself, and I kind of agree with the government, even though they kind of clumsy in the way they're going through it as usual. But they have said this week they plan to declare salmonella an adulterant, which means it can hurt you if you're consuming raw chicken. And raw chicken is like anything else that's raw, including all these people that are so crazy about having sushi. It's bad for you. You don't know what's in it. It hasn't been cooked. And the way things are taken care of now, whether they fast quick, where they call it fast, it's not fast freeze, but it's something like that. On the ships when they
dry?
Came.
Oh,
No. It's flash frozen.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, and that happens with chicken too when they slaughter them and supposedly prepare them. They're taking their time. And one of the reasons is, for those of you who haven't figured this out, most of the chicken processors are so big. They grow thousands and thousands of chickens, and they kill them all at the same time, but by the time they get to the people at the end, to the chickens at the end of the line, they already have been exposed or be around stuff, the bugs that create salmonella and other things. You don't eat, as nothing worse than raw chicken anyway. Oh my God, stuff, chicken is not well cooked. Ah, it's gross. And so, but this goes for all meats, whether it's chicken, turkey, pork especially is bad for you, beef. Now, you don't know where the beef comes from that you eat. The government has fallen into the grasp of the people in the meat processing industry. We don't want you to know where it comes from. So you don't know whether it's U.S. beef, which is safer than the stuff comes from Brazil and Chile and those places, mostly because of the amount of time it takes to get here. You don't know whether the freezers are always working or whatever.
Yeah. So, but check out restaurants, and especially if they're farm-to-table or anything that uses local farming, they will tell you that on their website, on their menus. Go for those.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the chicken industry is going to, they say, have to abruptly shift their policy, and it may cause plants to close down jobs. Come on, do it the right way and you won't have a problem. That's the bottom line here. The government, for a change, even though, as I said, it's kind of clumsy, is right about this. And a lot of people get food poisoning from eating this stuff. And there were 200 million servings of it last year. Lots of people, thousands of people got sick because they were exposed to raw chicken. So that was the main, but again, bad no matter what the stuff is, it's raw. Don't eat it. Okay, 59 past the hour, you're listening to Good Day for Friday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.